What can I say? I'm Nina motherfucking Blanco. Hi, we made it to Friday and we made it to episode 16. Ready? It's Breakfast Burrito Friday! Right into the song. You know what it is. Up on a Friday. I hope it cheers you up in any way that it possibly can. And I just know that I need a little bit of cheering up because, this world kind of sucks a little bit, guys. A lot has been going on in the last couple of days, really the last several months, really the last several years, let's be honest. But I don't know, current events right now, it's just kind of bringing me down. Let's talk about stuff in the U.S. and I'm sorry, I got to bring up all this sad stuff, but this is just what's currently like affecting me right now. And I feel like it's just really messed up. A couple weeks ago, you might have seen the Florida law, don't say gay. This thing actually passed where I don't know who in Florida are pretending that they are insulted when they hear the word gay or anything that has to do with homosexuality. And yeah, there's actually something that passed where it's like, don't say gay. Don't say gay in our schools. Don't say gay in our courts and stuff like that. And it's just absolutely disgusting. I thought to myself when that first came out, like, is this real? This is really happening. And like Florida, and I made fun of Florida in the last episode. And this is why I don't even want to travel there. I don't want to give them my money for tourism and show how really cool and fun and exciting Miami could be for a bachelorette party. Yeah. But then they have shit like this that's going down that they're currently dealing with. And I can't do it. I cannot do it. Going back to a little bit of bachelorette talk, when we were talking about bachelorette locations, one of my bridesmaids mentioned, like, what if we did, like, I don't know, South Carolina or, like, Georgia? It's on the coast. We could still see the ocean. And, like, there's a lot of really cool historical things. And I'm like, no, I don't think I can. Just me personally, all I would be thinking about is, like, slavery and everything terrible that went down there. And, you know, the grounds, whatever house we're staying at, whatever hotel we're staying, like, what terrible things happened. Like, I can't do it. I can't do it. That's just me. Like, I can't help but think about these things. And that is specifically why I turned down that eastern part of the United States. I was like, I can't do it. I'm going to be thinking about slavery the entire time. And it's just really fucked up that, you know, I have to think that way. I wish I didn't have to think that way, but I can't help but find myself thinking that way. And so when it comes to Florida and Miami and stuff, this whole don't say gay thing, like, I'm so glad that we're no longer going to Florida. Fuck Florida. Fuck Florida. And on top of that, fuck Texas. Texas attacking the trans population now. Did you see this? They're asking doctors and teachers, people to report trans kids and to report their parents. And their parents are going to get in trouble for child endangerment for supporting their children in their trans transformation. And so, like, that's really fucked up. That's currently happening. That's brand new. So way to go, Texas. Fuck you. Gosh, it's disgusting. And stuff like this, like, really affects me because Like, it's not personally affecting me right now in Colorado. Like, I'm a straight person and, you know, I'm not that trans kid in Texas. But just thinking about that trans kid in Texas, it breaks my heart. You guys know how emotional I am. And these are strangers. These are people that, you know, I'm essentially like making up in my mind, but I'm not making them up because they are real people. These are people that are out there having to struggle daily, just in general. But then on top of that, you know, these U.S. officials, these government entities telling them, no, everything that you're feeling is wrong. You are wrong. And what you're doing is wrong. And that's just really fucked up to me. And I can't help but really feel affected by it. And yeah, it pisses me off and it makes me really sad. Not to mention, of course, fucking World War III basically happening right now. It's starting up. Let's go, Russia. So Russia, of course, attacking the Ukraine. I mean, I just got done. I watched like an hour of this TikTok live from this guy. His name is Nikki Proshin. I hope I'm saying that right, but he is a Russian citizen. He's a Russian blogger, and he's kind of like a social media influencer out there, but he's using his influence to go live and go out in the streets of Russia, and there are protests right now. He is saying that, like, listen, most of Russia's citizens, they're against everything that is happening right now. They don't want war. They don't want to attack Ukraine. They don't want any of this. It's just happening. So it's not like all of Russia wants this because their citizens sure as hell don't. It was just really interesting watching his live and watching him walk the streets. And there was a lot of police. There was a lot of chanting going on. There were a lot of signs. Just people protesting. That's what you do when you protest. There was a sign he showed someone holding up. It was Putin in clown makeup and behind bars. So that shows you what Russian citizens actually think of the guy, which is interesting because we don't get to normally see that part of it. But he was able to show that in his live. And a lot of people were commenting, like, are you scared to be the person, to be the profile, the face of like a live stream like this? Because for all he knows, you know, whatever Russian officials could see it, Putin could see that picture of him in fucking clown makeup on a sign, and he could get pissed off because clearly he's very irrational and gets pissed off easily about stupid shit, and he could do something. You know what I mean? Like, that is scary. So this guy, Nikki Proshin, you can follow him on TikTok at NikiProshin. He's also on Instagram, but he met up with this other Russian influencer. Her name is Natasha. And her handle is Natasha's Russia. So you could just spell that out, Natasha's Russia. She's active on Twitter. It seems like mostly on Twitter and on Instagram and some TikTok. And she is more so into talking about Russian politics and kind of showing the BS that they deal with very, very often. And so I went and I checked out her stuff too. And it's interesting because she calls herself, she has a blog and she says she's the anti-travel blogger. Like, I'm going to show you all the stuff that's wrong with Russia. So I kind of like that. I made sure to follow her on Instagram, but maybe I should follow her on Twitter as well. But as they were going through the streets together, they said it was 9:30 p.m. when I was just watching. 9:30 p.m. that, you know, Putin and Russia invaded Ukraine while they were sleeping the night before. And they all woke up to all of this, and none of the citizens wanted this. Natasha said her parents, Natasha's very anti-Putin. She's not a fan. But she said that her parents are pro-Putin, and even they are like, why are we doing this? I don't understand. Which kind of sounds a little familiar of things around the U.S. the last couple of years. Just putting that out there. But they were going around and lots of protesting, lots of chanting. They translated some of the chants for us. It was 1, 2, 3, Putin go away. There was no war, stop the war. Just different chants that they were going out there. They're protesting. They don't want this. So citizens in Russia, they don't want this either. It is very scary. In fact, Nikki was saying that a lot of people out here, because people were asking COVID questions, because Nikki wasn't wearing a mask and he was in the streets and there was a lot of people, and a lot of people weren't wearing masks. And so people asked like the COVID question, like, do you have to wear masks? What's the situation out there? Because we're just watching from the US, or people were watching from all over the world and asking questions, and Nikki was answering them. And he said, no, we don't have to wear masks while we're outside. When we go indoors into a business, restaurant, whatever, then we have to wear our masks and show proof of ID, by the way. So at least Russia got that down. But proof of vaccine. Did I say ID? I meant vaccine. Anyway, there was a lot of people who were wearing their face masks while outside, just either participating in the protests or just watching. And these people, he said, people are wearing face masks not because they're afraid of COVID, but because they're afraid of the Russian government seeing their face on live stream, seeing their face in photos, and they're scared and they're hiding their identity. So that's just kind of like, it just really opened my eyes watching that live. Highly recommend. I wonder if he'll do it again. Again, you can follow him. I was on TikTok. He was streaming live. Nikki Proshin, NikiProshin. It's maybe something interesting to keep an eye on his profile just to see if he goes live again. But yeah, I don't know. I'm just really down because of all this stuff. This stuff really does affect me just emotionally, mentally, all of it, as I feel like it should for most people. You know, when I was younger, it was like I never paid attention. Of course, I didn't pay attention to this stuff. I was a kid. But now that I am an adult and, you know, these things do affect my day-to-day life. You see gas prices? Fill up your gas tank if you haven't already. But yeah, it does affect me now that I am older. And as an adult, you pay attention to these things. And sure, I don't know all the answers and I don't know all the details even, but you do your best to be informed. And that's just like the best possible thing that you can do in whatever way that may be. But it's just, it sucks. And things going on in this world, things going on in the US with like Texas and Florida with all of that shit, like, how is that stuff even passing through in the United States? That's what I don't understand, is like, I really thought we have progressed past that kind of stuff. And yet here it is still happening in two really big states, in fucking Florida and Texas. Gosh, it's awful. It sucks. It really does suck a whole lot. So just be better and be advocates for the people who need a voice. And for me right now in the United States, it is the LGBTQ plus community in Florida and in Texas. And really, I mean, everywhere in the United States, because it happened in these two states. Who's to say it's not going to happen in another, and then another, and then another? And that's scary. That's terrible. So let's do our best to not allow that to happen, because it's already happening in Florida and Texas. It is happening. Something to think about. I'm supposed to go to Arizona to visit my cousin and my maid of honor. And I don't know. I talked about standby, and standby is great until it's not. I might not be able to go. We'll see. There's just not a lot of open seats. And that's the way standby works, in case you don't know how standby works, is that if there's an open seat and you sign up for it, then you can sit your butt in it and you can fly for free. But if there's not an open seat, that's just too damn bad. And so I'm kind of facing that right now. There's not a lot of open seats to get to Arizona later today, and it just might be too damn bad for me. So we'll see. I'm still going to try to go tonight or tomorrow morning. We shall see. I'm sorry, this is kind of depressing and lame and sad and scary and all of the above, but that's where we're at right now. So let's just distract ourselves with some celebrity news, shall we? Congratulations to Jennifer Lawrence. She is now a mommy. Yeah, she delivered her first kid. TMZ is reporting it. We don't know anything about the birth. So Jennifer Lawrence has been really secretive about this pregnancy from the get-go. She's never really made an announcement. There were rumors last summer when she was walking around New York and she had a baby bump. But, you know, it's kind of one of those things, is like, you don't say anything about a woman's potential baby bump unless she confirms it. So it just ended up being a rumor and no one was able to confirm it. And then fast forward to the end of last year and yeah, her baby bump just got way bigger. And that is a definite baby bump. And so now the baby, we found out that the baby has been born, but we don't know the exact date of birth. We don't know the gender. We don't know the name. And I wonder when we will find those things out. It is entirely up to Jennifer Lawrence and her husband, Cook Maroney, which we made fun of Cook Maroney's name when they first kind of got together and tied the knot. Because his name, he sounds like a gangster out of New York City. Cook Maroney, eh? You know what I mean? So congratulations to Jennifer Lawrence and Cook Maroney. They got hitched way back in 2019. Had a baby this year. We don't know when they had that baby, but we have been told that she had a baby shower at the end of January. So within the last month, probably. Congrats, J-Law. Oh boy, Britney Spears. She might be gearing up for a little bit of a legal war with her former business managers at TriStar Entertainment. This company was very, very involved in her conservatorship. And now Britney is claiming that they tried to kill her. That's what she said in an Instagram post. She went off on TriStar to their head honcho, Lou Taylor, and her right-hand woman, Robin Greenhill. These two specifically, she named names, and Britney claimed that they were trying to kill her. She didn't specifically say how or why or really give any details. She just pointed the finger at these two women at TriStar Entertainment and is claiming that she's going to go to court. So TriStar Entertainment, they were hired on way early on into her conservatorship, way in the beginning to handle business affairs. So they have been in Britney's life for the last 13 years, essentially. That's how long she's been in the conservatorship. And so Britney just put up a post the other day saying that, yeah, they were trying to kill her. And we're thinking maybe she's talking about back in 2019, while she was still under these people, we were trying to find like a certain combination of medications to give Britney. And there were so many pictures of Britney while she was like trying to go out with her boyfriend, Sam. And she just like looked really zonked. She looked not right. And so it could have been due to the medications. And that may be what Britney is talking about, that, I don't know, they were drugging her. She was on all these different medications. They were switching it up and she was not in the right state of mind. And so for Britney, that may have seemed like, you know, they could have been up to something fishy. And so I don't know what's going to happen, but she definitely put it out there. And because she named names and she named this entertainment company specifically, publicly on her Instagram, either Britney is going to already be moving forward in the courts with them, or they are going to move forward in the courts with Britney for naming names, you know, defamation and stuff like that. So we're going to find out what happens with this, but I don't think it's just going away, unfortunately and sadly. Pete Davidson. I know. I said I wasn't really going to talk about this kind of stuff, and I'm not going to talk about any of the Kanye harassment that has continued, but I am going to talk about Pete Davidson on Instagram. So Pete Davidson opened up an Instagram account a couple weeks ago, and it was completely blank. He was not really following anyone. He followed Kim and maybe a couple other people, but is not a huge account, and his account just kind of popped up on social media a couple weeks ago. This is after, in 2019, Pete Davidson, he actually logged off of Instagram. He was like, peace out. I'm getting away from Instagram because my mental health is way more important than this stupid app. The internet is evil. It has nothing to do with anything. I just am gonna get off of the internet right now because it's not doing me any good. That was back in 2019. Now, a couple weeks ago, he opened up an Instagram, but has not posted anything. So people have kind of been keeping a little bit of an eagle eye on his profile to see if and when he was going to post something. And he finally did on Wednesday morning to promote a new movie that he's in. It's called The Home. He said, they're letting me add my own dialogue to The Home, and included the hashtags, welcome to my Instagram. And this is the type of stuff you can be expecting with a little video clip from his movie. It was just a movie promotion that he posted on there. Okay. That was Wednesday morning. By Wednesday night, His Instagram account has disappeared again. And that's because his one post he put up there that has nothing to do with anything in his personal life, it has everything to do with a project, a movie that he's working on, it got flooded with Kanye fans and their stupid comments. Kanye fans, I know you want to support Kanye and be there for Kanye, but going along with this terrible narrative that he is pushing, he is harassing these people, that's not helping anything. So that's what they were doing, is they went on his Instagram, on his post, and they were typing things like Skeet. That's, you know, the nickname that Kanye gave to Pete, Skeet, and you need to find God and all this stuff. And so Pete was like, I tried it. Nope, not gonna do it. He said in the first place that he got off of it years ago before he even knew Kim, that he was getting off of it for his mental health. It was just too much. And then, of course, you know, this one time that he tries to back up, he's getting attacked, attacked, attacked. Yeah, he's going to disappear again. So he's off of Instagram. I really wonder if he will come back. It might be another couple years again. So good job. I don't know. Dude, Kanye fans, like, what are you doing? This is not helping anything. You are just fueling the fire, and that's not cool. Like, stop. If you really cared about Kanye, you would stop. So, you know, you actually don't care about Kanye and you're a piece of shit. I said what I said. Okay, that does it for me. This episode was very angry. Sorry. The world just sucks right now. Everything. Kanye fans suck. Russia sucks. Fucking Texas and Florida, you suck. I said what I said and I stand by all of it. Come at me. I don't even care. Ugh, fine. Fine! We'll play Breakfast Burrito Friday song one more time. Get me in a better mood. Something. You know what it is. It's Breakfast Burrito Friday! Friday! Get your burrito! Better now after hearing that song. Have a good day. Okay, bye.